JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wine's 5,000 Years of Jewish History. One video clip at a time. Clip number 42, The Changing World.
The 16th century is the time of exploration. It's the time that the world realizes that somehow the earth is round. Africa, Asia, the American continent, all are reached easily, rather easily, 6 months by a sailboat, but rather easily by the Europeans who take control. Europe becomes the controller of all of the space in the world. Now, Jews were active in all of these activities. The Dutch East India Company had a large Jewish representation. In the West Indies, there were large numbers of Jews that were the traders, that were involved in the sugarcane business, that were involved in import, export, we would call that today. And Jews went all over the world. You have Jews in Burma, you have Jews in India, you have Jews in China, and slowly you're going to get Jews that come into the New World. The Jews that come into the New World, though, are basically Sephardic Jews, who immigrate from Jamaica, the West Indies, the Caribbean. The English invasion of the New World, the Puritans that land in Plymouth Rock in 1620, they are biblical people, but they're not Jewish people. In fact, they're anti-Jewish people. And the Jews would not find a hospitable environment for them except in certain colonies, mostly in the colonies that were Roman Catholic or Quaker, whereas in the Protestant colonies, the prejudice against Jews was great. Interestingly enough, in the Mayflower Compact, on the boat coming from England to New England, they had a vote as to what the language should be in the New World, because they saw the New World as paradise. They saw the New World as the new Zion. They were going to Jerusalem, even though Jerusalem is in the Middle East, but now it was going to be in New England. And therefore, they had a vote, what language should it be? And the two languages that vied for contention were Hebrew and English. Well, needless to say, English won, but not by a large amount. It's one of the great what-ifs in history if the language that was chosen by the Puritans to speak in the New World would have been Hebrew. So today we would have 350 million people speaking Hebrew instead of the 5.5, 6, 7 million that live here in Israel and a scattering of Jews throughout the world who speak Hebrew. But that's one of the great what-ifs in history. But the Puritans saw themselves as a biblical family. And therefore, those were the values, and many of these values, if not most of these values, were in turn based upon Judaism, upon Jewish ideas, upon Jewish texts. So even though there were no Jews on the Mayflower, there was a lot of Judaism on the Mayflower. And that would have an effect on how America would develop, and we'll see it later regarding the Revolution and the Constitution and American values and the Bill of Rights, etc. Those were Jewish-based ideas that were part of the theology and part of the worldview of the original people who, white settlers, who came from England and settled in New England, Massachusetts, Connecticut, etc., and brought it to the United States. My friends, thank you for watching. I'm Beryl Wine.
For more on Jewish history, go to JewishHistory.org.